The good news, according to Mark, chapter 12. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a wall around it, dug a pit for the winepress, built a guard tower, and rented it out to some who worked the land. He then traveled to another country. And at the harvest season he sent a slave to the workers so that he might receive the share of the fruits of the vineyard from the workers. But they took the slave and beat him, and sent him away with nothing. Again he sent to them another slave, and they wounded him in the head and sent him away in shame. And he sent yet another, and they killed him. Yet he still sent many others, but the workers beat some and killed others. But he still had a son, one whom he loved dearly. He finally sent him to them, saying, "They will show respect for my son." But those workers said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him, killed him, and threw his body out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy those workers of the land, and will put the vineyard in the hands of others.
Have you not heard?
The stone which the builders rejected was made the capstone of the arch. This has been done by the Lord, and it is so amazing that we can hardly believe our eyes. Then they sought to seize him, because they perceived that he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd. And so leaving him, they went away. Then they sent some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to him, planning to catch him saying something wrong. So when they had come, they said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are truthful and don't show favoritism to anyone, for you don't pay any attention to whom someone might be, but truly teach the way of God. Therefore, is it lawful to pay the tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, "Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius so that I may see it." And they brought it. And he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." Then Jesus said to them, "Give back to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were astonished by him. So then the Sadducees, the ones who say that there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us teaching that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife behind him and has no child, his brother should take his wife and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died without children. So the second took her to be his wife and died, also leaving no children. Then the third did likewise. In the course of time, all seven had married her, but none produced children. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, whose wife will she be? For all seven of them had her as a wife." Jesus said to them, "This is the reason you err. You don't know the scriptures or the power of God. But when the dead are resurrected, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. But concerning the dead, that they in fact are resurrected, haven't you read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the burning bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are in very serious error.'" Then one of the scribes came forward, having heard their discussion and realizing that he had answered them well, asked him, "What is the most important commandment?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.' And, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment more important than these." And the scribe said to him, "You have answered well, teacher. You have said the truth, that he is one, and that there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, means much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered prudently, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared ask him any more questions. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he responded to the challenges of the scribes and the Pharisees by saying, "How can the scribes say that the Anointed One is the Son of David? David himself said in the Holy Spirit, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet.'" That's a quote from Psalm 110, verse 1. Since David himself called him Lord, how can he be his son? and the large crowds enjoyed hearing him teach. And in his teachings he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to wear special clothing, identifying their status, and to be greeted as someone important in public places. They love to have special seats up front in the synagogues, that is, the religious meeting places, and to be honored with the best places at feasts. They cheat widows out of their life savings, and look for any excuse to make long prayers to attract attention to themselves. These will receive the more severe judgment." And he sat down across from the collection box and watched how the crowd put money into the collection box. And many who were rich put in a lot. Then a poor widow came, and she put in two of the smallest brass coins, which totaled 1 quadrant. And he called the disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are putting money into the treasury. For they all contributed from their excess, but she, from her poverty, put in all that she had, even her entire salary." This is the end of Mark, chapter 12.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.